She's classy. She's sassy. She's a little smart-assy. Ladies and gents, the priestess of squarely spirituality. The badass whisperer herself, Kelly McLean.
Hey, welcome to the Bitch Scopes podcast, where I dish about the current astrological mood with a feminist twist. Don't get me started on feminism because I'm just fit to be fucking tired about it right now, you guys. My house is kind of noisy right now. I'm sure you'll get over it. Anyway, I'm Kelly McLean. I'm in a fantastic mood. Anyway, thanks for listening. I usually steer you guys to anchor.fm/bitchscopes, but I have found that since Spotify bought Anchor, it's much more Spotify centric. So hopefully you're already listening on Spotify. If you're not, you might want to switch over. Spotify gives you the option to subscribe to the Bitch Scopes, the paid horoscopes podcasts, $5 a month. If you're on Apple, you won't even see that. I don't think it might just say for subscribers only, but it doesn't, I don't think it gives you an option to like, hey, I want to do that. Spotify, you can do all the things. So there's that. Or, you might be listening to this on Patreon, patreon.com/houseofbleep. If you have not been there yet. So there I upload the written bitch astrology summary, the written bitch scopes for $5 a month, and the podcast versions. This version is of course free because it's free for everyone. And then I also do an audio/podcast version of the actual horoscopes over there, which you get at the $10 a month level, which I know sounds confusing. So for $5 a month, you get the written scopes at Patreon or the audio podcast version of scopes. If you do the $10 level at Patreon, you get everything, all of it, all the things. So I don't know if that made any sense. Feel free to email me at kelly@thebitchwhisperer.me and tell me I don't make any fucking sense. You know, I have been writing this stuff for a long time. And so my blog, which has been around for a very long time, kellymclean.blogspot.com, it goes back years. And there is a search feature. So if, for instance, you wanted to look up what I've written about in the past about the Galactic Center or Eris or like whatever, you can search and it'll pull up all the blogs that mention that. Obviously at Patreon, I don't have that library of my past stuff. So kellymclean.blogspot.com has all kinds of astrology nerdiness, if you're interested in such things. I do private astrology and intuitive readings also at 12listen.com. It's the number 12listen.com. If you're interested, message me and I'll tell you how that works. Let's just get into it, right? You guys, it's almost freaking Christmas. And before I forget, let's see. This week's scopes cover the 18th through the 24th. I need to look at something real quick. My stupid computer, Chrome or whatever, did an update and lost all my shit. Okay, where are we? This is this week. My son just turned 20. I don't know what's up with that, guys. It's just weird. Okay, so before I just read you the bitch astrology, here's some of what's going on this week. I really couldn't cover all of it in bitch astrology or bitch scopes. There's a lot of significant stuff happening this week. Today on Monday, Mercury trines Jupiter and Mercury sextiles this asteroid called Elatis, which is sort of this smooth talking, eloquent, kind of shady energy. Think car salesman or politician. Tuesday, the sun conjuncts the galactic center. I will explain that in Bitch Astrology. Wednesday, Vesta, who is retrograde, enters Gemini. That's a big deal for Geminis. Thursday is the winter solstice when the sun enters Capricorn. And at 0 degrees of Capricorn, the sun conjuncts Mercury, which is called Mercury Combust or Mercury Kazemi. It's a big buzzword in astrology communities. I'll explain that in the Bitch Astrology. What else? I mean, there's a lot of more like minor aspects this week. I'm just sort of hitting the high points. Another one of the high points, Mercury retrograde slides backwards into Sagittarius. So he started his retrograde in Capricorn, and now he's moving backwards, and he enters Sagittarius this week. And that's where he will be when retrograde ends. So I'll talk about that. And what else? Sunday, the sun sextiles Saturn. The sun is, you know, always going to be a major aspect maker, and Saturn can be kind of a heavy energy, but it's a very focused, like hardworking sort of energy. And then there's a few North Node aspects this week, which always indicate sort of fated events, meeting the right people, things coming into your path that are meant for you, that kind of stuff. And then also on Sunday, Jupiter is opposite that smooth talker dude, Elatus. I don't talk about him often, but when I see him making significant aspects, I do bring him up. I've written about him in the past. So on the blog and the written portion of Patreon Bitch Astrology, I did link to previous articles I've written about Elatus and the Galactic Center. So it's all linked up over on Patreon. And again, that's patreon.com/houseofbleep. And that's where you can find everything. Okay, so this week's stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on this week. I see a lot of inspiration becoming available to us, which thank goodness. But it's kind of that time of year. Like, I don't know. I hate the holidays. I don't even know why I hate the holidays. I had a lovely childhood, but somehow I still hate the holidays. I have mused about the fact that maybe it's because I was a single mom for so long. So there's just a lot of pressure and guilt, but I don't know. It's just it's a stressful season for me. This is the first Christmas in a very, very long time where I don't feel that stress and pressure as much because my kids are 20 and 16, which A is fucked up and I don't know how I feel about it. And B is also a major relief. In a lot of ways, because they're just less needy, you know, which is a double-edged sword, of course. Anyway, despite my feelings about this time of year being, it is kind of magical, you know, like all the lights and the trees and families, and just there's just this energy of hope and wishfulness and childlikeness. And I find that there's a lot of inspiration possible in the wintertime. I feel like for me, and I'm sure this is not true for everyone, when I am in a darker mood, I actually find a lot of inspiration. All of my most poignant, I don't know, musings, poems, blog entries, whatever have happened during times that I've been like emotionally struggling a little bit. So I guess what I'm saying is that inspiration can come out of pain. Light can come out of the darkness, which is the whole meaning of Hanukkah. And I think that's what a lot of this year, what this time of year brings with the winter solstice. Everybody sort of, you know, when you're talking about the old days, okay, so, you know, they hang up their farming tools. It's the harvest is well over, and you light the Yule log and hunker down for the winter in their little warm, cozy homes. and wait for the return of the light, the sun, the S-U-N, the S-O-N for Christians. It's interesting how all that mythology is interwoven. The pagan holidays and the Christian holidays definitely share roots. So anyway, there's a lot of that this week. It's just that time of year. So as I was mentioning, Monday, we start off with Mercury trine Jupiter, which gives us expansive thinking and ideas. We had this transit on the 7th of the month, but now Mercury's retrograde. It carries essentially the same energy, even though Mercury's retrograde now. So we might be revisiting some ideas from that time. Tuesday, the sun conjuncts the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius. This is an annual transit, which I've written about several times. Like I said, it's linked in the blog and the Patreon article. The galactic center, or GC, as I will call it from now on, just for ease, is literally the center of the Milky Way swirl we live in. It shifts a little over time, but it's around 27 degrees currently. It won't be shifting significantly in our lifetimes. Obviously, that's a very slow migration. This conjunction carries a very strong energy of inspiration and downloads of information that are usually beyond our reach. So like downloads from the cosmos or the universe, as it would happen. Wednesday, Vesta, the goddess of the sacred flame, moves into Gemini. Vesta is about dedication, sacrifice, devotion, and passion for service. Gemini is a very intellect-based sign with a ton of mental energy. So this transit can inspire Geminis a lot, and I will be very happy to have some of that. Thank you very much. Thursday is a very big deal. The sun enters Capricorn, and that is the event we call the winter solstice. This marks the shortest day and the longest night of the year. The winter solstice is the beginning of a very internal, quiet season where we go within, literally and figuratively, as I mentioned, and we wait for the return of the light. This is a time where we connect much more deeply with the spiritual side of humanity and the collective. There's a very strong vibration around belief and faith and following your heart, following the signs, just faith in general. You get it. Mercury sextiles Saturn on Thursday also, which also happened on the 2nd of December, but again, Mercury is now retrograde on this one. This gives us seriousness and focus to our thoughts. But Saturn is in Pisces, and that can make us more attuned to the spiritual, which is a little unusual for Saturn. It's not really his jam usually. Friday is that Mercury Kazemi, which means Mercury is conjunct the sun. Kazemi means in the heart of, so it's Mercury in the heart of the sun. This is always a significant event, gives us access to downloads and wisdom normally beyond our reach. Sort of a similar vibe to the galactic center thing. Similar, not the same. Then Mercury retrograde moves into Sag on Friday. Friday? I believe so. Friday? The 22nd? I thought it was Christmas Eve. Please hold. Mercury moves into Sagittarius on Friday, the 22nd. I thought I read something other than that. Okay. Mercury moves into Sagittarius, where the second half of retrograde will occur. Again, this is really great access to inspiration, optimism, hope, and faith, and that's because those are Sagittarian themes. Mercury Kazemi can also bring just magic. So it's another one of those this time of year themes, magic. Then on Sunday, the sun sextiles Saturn, which gives us strength and perseverance and the will to do the work. I'm obsessed with the word perseverance because in like old English, it's perseverance, which is how it's spelled. Perseverance. So I like saying it that way. And then as an honorable mention, Jupiter is opposite Elatus on that day. And I put a link into what I'd written about Elatus before. This is expression and eloquence, often shows up in the charts of smooth talkers and shysters. This opposition, it doesn't have to be negative though. This opposition to Jupiter can be very mind-opening and challenge us to look at something in a new way. So there's a lot to unpack. I will tell you what Mercury retrograde means for you and for your sign. I will tell you how the sun conjunct the galactic center can inspire your life. I'll cover Mercury Kazemi for each sign, and who knows what else will come out of the scopes, you know? Who knows what I might be inspired to tell you? See what I did there? Okay, that's it for the Bitch Astrology for this week. It is going to be Christmas next week. I will do my best to get this all uploaded on time. Let me look at something real quick. See if I can give you a heads up for what is happening on Christmas Day, if anything. Christmas Day, we have Venus trine Neptune. So that's a very sort of spiritual, intuitive connection with Venus. Let me see what else we've got here. Venus trine Neptune. Yeah. Relaxing, daydreaming. So that's perfect for Christmas Day. Let me see what else. And I'm just running over the stuff for Christmas Day, which is Monday, because I might be a little late uploading. Venus trine Neptune. What else we got here that is significant? Mercury conjuncts the galactic center on Monday. So the sun sort of derives inspiration in the core of us from the galactic center. With Mercury's conjunction to the galactic center, it happens more in our intellectual, in our mind. Venus is quincunx Eris. Okay. I have to sit with that one. But mostly on Christmas Day, I'm just going to say lean into that Venus trine Neptune and just relax and believe and daydream and whatever floats your boat. Whatever floats your marshmallows in your hot cocoa, you know? But thank you for listening. Your guys' support means so much to me. These are a lot of work, and I know that not everybody has opted to pay the $5 a month for Bitch Scopes. I don't even know why I got into this right now. Anyway, I appreciate everybody's support. This is just a lot of work, but I do it because I truly love astrology. I love sharing it with you guys, and I love connecting with you guys from this, you know, bitch space. Bitch space. It's like my space, but not. Anyway, that's it. I will go record the Bitch Scopes now, and you guys have a wonderful Christmas Eve and Christmas. And I will be talking at you next week, probably after Christmas morning. Who knows? You never know. I might be ahead of myself. So anyway, all right. Love you. Bye.